From our gospel lesson, the disciples were with Jesus and a storm arose. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Be still." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid when I'm with you?" And from the letter to the Corinthians, now is the acceptable time. Now's the time. Seize the moment. Go for it. God is with you. And so putting those together, the acceptable time is now. Why are we afraid? The two great feasts of the church year, Christmas and Easter, give us the two most important facts that we need to know as Christians. The two most important things that we need to know about God are these: that God became human and lived with us, promising us presence and goodwill forever. And secondly, that God, through his Son Jesus, died and then rose from the dead so that we might have eternal life. These are the two central truths of the faith that we follow: the incarnation of Jesus, being born of a woman, showing us that we as humans are of great worth to God, and the death and resurrection of Jesus from the dead, teaching us that we also will rise to new life at the end of our earthly pilgrimage. These are simple, though hard to understand, truths of our faith. So why am I talking about Christmas and Easter? Well, this week in our parish hall, over 100 children and over 90 adults will spend 3 hours all 5 days of the week learning about and celebrating the miracle of Christmas. Journey to Bethlehem is the theme of our vacation Bible school this year. And our children's ministries coordinator, Christine Ingram, had reflected back over a year ago that it is so sad that we have 4 whole weeks of Advent in preparation for the birth of the child and only 12 days of Christmas in the church calendar. And so she discussed this with the children's ministry committee, and they ended up writing and designing this curriculum, Journey to Bethlehem, so they can spend a whole week learning about the journey of Mary and Joseph and bringing the baby into the world. So all the families who participate in this program this week will be singing Christmas carols all week in their homes. So if you'd like to join in on the fun, you can join them in spirit and in song this week. So we send them off this week, and if you have a minute after the service, you can walk over to the parish hall. The parish hall has become Bethlehem. And there is a river over there, and the inn is there, and there are lots of things and places to visit. So we're grateful for the giftedness of those who prepared. So the acceptable time is now. Why are we afraid? Thanks to Christine and the Children's Ministry Committee for reminding us that an acceptable time for us to focus on Christmas can be now, along with the message of the angels at Christmas, who said, "Fear not." A few months ago, as most of you know, I had symptoms that took me to the emergency room right from my office, and then through a series of medical tests. It was really challenging for me, waiting nearly 2 weeks for surgery, not to project the worst onto my condition and not to be afraid that I had developed some life-threatening illness. It was not very fun to have to go through gallbladder surgery, but I admit I was relieved to accept that that was my eventual diagnosis, because the support people in my life had to continually invite me back to the present as I was projecting my fear of some terrible diagnosis, they reminded me, just stay where we are right now, because just use the information that you have each day and each moment instead of creating this unknown idea of what the future might hold. If my diagnosis had been something else, I would have had a different challenge of staying in the present, one that some of us here face this day as you struggle with more serious illness. It's really hard for us as human beings to stay in the present, to live in the here and now, and not live in the future where we project fear or live in our dreams, or not live in the past with our regrets and our how did that ever happen that way. But it is our lessons today that invite us to this spiritual work of staying in the present. The acceptable time is now. Why are we afraid? I don't know if you remember this about me, but I am a Trekkie. I became a Trekkie, oddly enough, while I was in seminary. I guess because of the people I was hanging around or something. And one of the spin-offs from the original Star Trek was a TV show called Deep Space Nine. And in the kickoff, the first of that series of that show, we met for the first time Benjamin Sisko, who would be the commander of Deep Space Nine, which was a space station, a permanent space station in the far reaches of the galaxy, located near a wormhole that people were traveling, sort of like a big intersection in the sky. And so in this first show, we learned something about Commander Sisko's past, because he keeps remembering a horrible event in his life. And there are spiritual leaders, they are a tribe, and they are called the prophets, and these spiritual leaders come to him and say, we notice that you're living your entire life in a particular moment of the past. And we find out that that moment was when his wife had been killed in an attack on a spaceship that he had been the captain of. So he kept trying to deny their conclusion that he lived in that past moment, but finally he broke down and acknowledged, you're right, I live there. I live in that moment of regret and of sorrow. And when he admitted that, he was able then to break through this guilt that was plaguing him, holding him hostage, a guilt that made him feel responsible for the death of his wife and for his son no longer having a mother. Then once he recognized that, he was able to grieve the loss of his wife and to find new life on the other side of his grief. It is our future fears or dreams and our past regrets or worries that can capture us, that can hold us hostage and cause us to forget the truths that we have been given in our Christian faith. The acceptable time is now. Why are we afraid? One of the places where I do have success living in the present is in our life together as a community here at St. Paul's. Some people have asked me if I'm afraid that CHH might fail. And I easily respond with, no. No, that's because each day I see the success of this Center for Hope and Healing. I see the participation in our classes, our courses, and I see the numbers of people who are engaging in our counseling services. So I see every day this mission and ministry growing and flourishing. And so it doesn't matter to me that there are setbacks in what we project as where we ought to be in this moment in time, like there would be in any startup, because there alongside of any setbacks is the growth of each day, and new life is apparent in this ministry. Recently, our finance committee and our vestry have struggled intensely with facing the truth of our budget shortfall this year. What will happen if we cannot make payroll or cannot pay the mortgage or keep the lights on. While I take responsibility for this life of this parish through my own pledge and through my role on the staff here, I also give responsibility for the life of this parish to all of us and to God, who sustains us in all things. So I do not live in fear of these possible failures of our ability to keep up our financial obligations. And perhaps I do not fear this because I can, for some reason, stay in the present with our life together. In the present, the reality is that we are a vibrant place of faith and of worship. We have about 2,000 people here who participate in the life and the mission and ministry of this parish, this congregation, which is only 54 years old. So many wonderful things are happening every day, and it's a joy for me to behold this and to be a part of this. About 6 weeks ago, I walked into the CHH office, which is my old office down in the corner of this hallway, and I saw that someone, apparently a young person because of the writing, had taken a permanent marker and had written a message on the water fountain bottle, those blue bottles turned upside down full of water. And they wrote on there, "Life is a gift." That is why we call it the present. I had never heard that before, but I thought, that's clever. Life is a gift. That's why we call it the present. The central truths of our faith experience invite us to fear not, for God is with us. God already has sent peace and goodwill towards all of humanity and for all time by dwelling among us. And God has already promised us new life, eternal life. With a future of these promises, what is there to fear? For God, the acceptable time is now. Now. Why are we afraid? Amen.